producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right. Another fun-filled morning. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Coming up in the second hour, we're going to hear from G-Code. G-Code is the one that brings you the whole second hour. They're the ones responsible for that. G-Code is the holster I use predominantly, both inside and outside the waistband, and we're going to talk about why. And they got a new guy working for them that has actually run these things in the field when he was in law enforcement, and I can't think of anybody to give you a better testimonial. But that's coming up next hour. I've been sitting back and I've been taking stock of where we sit today concerning this latest quote-unquote terror act that we've had in Canada, of all places. It's always interesting to watch the response to this kind of thing. It's sort of like an alcoholic's predictable response when confronted with the truth about his or her habit. First there's denial, then there's cover-up. In Canada, the reaction to last week's Islamic terrorist incident. First, we've had a whole lot of tough talk, but the deceitful reality is that soldiers there and here remain unarmed. And now they're being told to not wear uniforms anywhere in public. Troopers here in the United States and in the UK are also quietly receiving the same directive. Don't wear your uniform. Hide who you are. Maybe nobody will notice. That makes me... I was in Europe when we bombed Libya. And when we bombed Libya, there was, shall we say, a little bit of pushback. And everybody in Europe that is in the United States military that owns a car and perhaps lives off post, they don't have the same license tags on their car as the German license tag of the time. It says U.S. Army Europe on the back of it, which sort of identifies any house on any German street just outside of a military post as having a military member living in it. See, it sort of hard to hide who you are when you're a soldier. Now, everybody is cynically praising the sergeant at arms in Canada who stopped the attacker in Canada because Viola, he had a gun and he knew how to use it. But at the same time, we're telling our military to slink and hide. That sounds a little more like surrender than dealing with a situation. And there's more unarmed guards in Canada now. Instead of the one single unarmed guard that was murdered, and that guy was that kid was a super soldier. Now we have more of them. Here, several Democratic politicians with a straight face have stated that all our courageous combat veterans are mentally ill and should be prohibited from owning a gun. Now, none of them have ever worn the uniform. an unmistakable sign of our moral decline is that apparently there's some people in the United States that have anointed themselves as leaders that have, they have no shame and they have no outrage. They have no emotion when it comes to dealing with anything. They get out there and they spout egregious lies and libel, and they're repeatedly exposed. They're repeatedly shown to be lying through their teeth. Their official sleaziness and incompetence and endless excuse making all get swept under the rug every time they get proven wrong. And in the meantime, while all this is going on, innocent life is lost. So, here in the United States and throughout the world, we now live in the age of Islamic terrorism. That's the age we've reached. And we are combining this with uncaring, incompetent politicians. So, here's some things to think about. Item number one, you need to carry a pistol of adequate power and capacity that you've drilled with extensively and that you can shoot well. Going armed, folks, is no longer an option. Number two, you have to prepare in depth. You will have to fight it out initially with what you have on hand. But a military-style rifle in an appropriate state of readiness, if you can, keep it close at hand. Number three, your carry pistol needs to be in a holster that provides instant smooth access. So for those of you that are doing deep concealment carry options, that's a lot like keeping a rifle in the trunk of your car. You're going to feel good that it's there, but in reality, you probably won't get to be to it in time. Good morning, 77 Patriots. Number four, tactical medicine. Oh, yes. This is a critical skill that all of us at least need to be very acquainted with, if not master. We cannot assume a fast EMS response. Lockdowns can last for hours, and multiple casualties will delay prompt treatment. Here in the United States, we can look forward to continued bumbling incompetence and relentless self-serving denial from this current administration. So we're on our own. We actually have always been on our own. Many of us, probably not me and you, but a few other people out there, the low info types, they're just now noticing. Don't be caught unprepared. If you prepare and nothing happens, big deal. If you prepare with the idea that something can erupt in front of you at any given time, then if something does erupt in front of you at any given time, you're going to make a huge difference. You are going to make a huge difference. This is why I'm carrying around the ISIS welcome wagon bag. Everywhere I go now, I mean, the only place I don't carry it, if I'm going down the road to replenish my cigarette supply, I do leave that at home, but I'm still carrying a gun. But now that it's getting to be winter months, I'm going to combine the best of both worlds, and I'm going to carry that Salient Glock 20. 10 millimeter of manageable firepower, 15 rounds with two spare magazines. Who'd have thunk it? But if something erupts in front of me, I can then say to myself, I do believe I have adequate firepower. But nobody's going to save us except us. You need to get that into your head. Repeat it like a mantra. If you're doing stretching exercises, if you're doing yoga right now, repeat that. Nobody's going to save us but us. And then prepare along those lines. Prepare along those lines. Egotism is the anesthetic provided by nature to dull the pain of being a damn fool. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lou Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This next statement I'm gonna tell you about, it sort of highlights one thing. If you haven't seen this yet, for some reason, Jose Canseco, the former Major League Baseball player and steroid giant, decided to clean a loaded gun and apparently basically blew his finger off. So this will all make sense to you as to why I'm mentioning this. When you clean your gun, please make sure it's unloaded. This is a media statement that was issued by the South African Gun Owners Association in the interest of citizens' right to be free and responsible. SAGA promotes the right of citizens to choose whether or not to keep and bear firearms for self-defense and other lawful purposes, while always adhering to the principles of safety and responsibility, Jose Canseco. Recently in South Africa, yes, I know that was a non sequitur throwing in Canseco, there have been a series of, it's almost trendy, of armed robberies in shopping malls. And it has surprised many there, even the police. Why they're surprised is not known, since their crime intelligence division ought to have been working on this and all serious crime threats by gathering information and analyzing, such as to, you know, to find a way to efficiently address the criminals. In many of these robberies, mobile phone shops have been targeted, which shows that there obviously must be a lucrative black market for these devices. That's all true. Although I don't really know how that works, because most of the time these mobile phones are provisioned to work with a certain carrier, but, you know, that's where they're hitting. But the question is being asked there as well. Since all of these devices must be registered and comply with specific requirements, they ought to be traceable. And they're not being traced. During a recent radio interview, media spokesperson John Welch stated that banning guns from shopping malls is no solution. In fact, it will increase criminality. In the Westgate Mall incident, the people that did manage to escape were all escorted, in most cases, by somebody carrying a gun. Some of those people carrying guns not only took out one group, they went back in and got more groups. Criminals would realize that they are the only ones who have guns. I wonder where I've heard that before. Because, you know, criminals don't adhere to laws, even in South Africa. That's why they're criminals. And according to the shopping mall managers and owners, well, they will, of course, pay the price. Everybody knows that the police reaction time is slow. It's not because they want to be slow, but because there's a lot of things that come into play. There's distance, there's traffic, availability, there's so many things that come into play. So you just cannot expect anywhere the under-resourced law enforcement to be everywhere all of the time. And accordingly, the law-abiding citizen should never be denied his or her right to self-defense. It is not, according to SAGA, their view that citizens take the law into their own hands or become involved in law enforcement, but it is vitally important that citizens who have elected to exercise, and they're calling it a constitutional right, to take care of and protect their own liberties and rights, be allowed to do so. It's the same everywhere. It is the same everywhere, no matter where you go. Now, we are ripe. Here in the United States, we are ripe to have a Westgate Mall scenario. And when that happens, you're going to, it's going to be bad. It's going to be really bad. And I'm not talking about the lone wolf shooter, and I'm not talking about the spree shooter like the Adam Lanzas or the James Holmeses of the world. I'm talking about a coordinated small unit attack on a shopping mall. The body count is going to be gigantic when that happens. Here, where I live, in the state of South Carolina, the no guns allowed sign, if you're going to post that on a building, which a shopping mall is one big complex of building, in order for that to be valid, it has to be on every entrance and exit into that building, including delivery access. So I know, because I took the time to look, and believe me, it was time-consuming, I know that at my shopping mall, the one closest to me, they don't have those signs on every door, so I just carry in there, because I'm not going to be caught short. One of the advantages I have at this particular shopping mall is I have delivered stuff to that, so I know where all the little access ways and everything are at. And in any given moment, I know how to get into the access hallways within about 60 seconds. And, oh, yeah, I'll be snatching my wife by the shoulder, and I'll be dragging her, and I'll be gun up, watching as we head out, and then we're headed out. So, like it or not, this is going to happen here. And the incompetent politicians will rise up and say, it's because of the guns. And, well, it's not going to be because of the guns. It's going to be because of the lack of guns. No matter how much they dislike it, it's going to be because of the lack of guns. Because these guys don't want to fight. Somebody's going to fight back. They want a huge body count. They want... The aim of terror is to shock. It is, you know, every time we have one of these things happen in the U.S. and they take all of these big punitive measures, guess what? Terrorists have won. I know I'm getting all kinds of national on you. I'm sorry. I don't mean to be. It just makes me angry that they sit back and they will tell you that the problem is guns and law-abiding gun owners, when that is not the problem. That's, I mean, in a lot of cases, it's the law-abiding gun owner that is the savior in any particular incident. They are the ones that come in and actually stand up to them before the phone call has been made, before 911. And, you know, 911's in the middle of being dialed while somebody's got outgoing fire aimed at the bad guy. And that's, you know, that's Johnny on the spot. You have a... You know, nationally, in an active shooter incident, when an armed citizen is there, the police know this. We talked about this yesterday. Average loss of life, 2.5. When you wait on the police, 18. And that's just with somebody that wants to get his Facebook page blown up. What do you think the body count is going to be with a bunch of terrorists that come into a shopping mall? And guess what? It's holiday season. I was in a Marshall's the other day looking for a chair for my granddaughter. And we haven't even had Halloween yet, and guess what's out? The Christmas decorations are out. You think these terrorists don't know this? You think they haven't taken the time to look at that? Think again. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Contact me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. mbrower@gcnlive.com. That's mbrower@gcnlive.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. option. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrant, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. I talked earlier about being prepared as far as first aid is concerned, or trauma aid. And there's one fact that very many people don't ever talk about. If your heart is beating and you've been shot and you make it to the hospital, 90% of the time, you can be saved. Now, as somebody that carries a gun on a daily basis, I am cognizant of the fact that I very likely will have to shoot somebody should that situation arise with other people around me. So that means while I'm doing that, that guy, if he manages to get a shot off and misses me, might hit somebody else. And that's just with one shooter. That's just with one guy. So I carry around, the one I carry is actually called the Pocket Doc. It's by Dark Angel Medical. It's a very small, it's a little square pouch of stuff. It's sealed. And it has what I need to take care of business should something like that arise. You're going to need to be concerned with two things, airway and breathing. Okay, they're going to go into shock. You're not going to be able to prevent that. You know, they may have something, if they get shot in a bone or something with something high enough velocity, with enough weight, you may have an open fracture. Can't be concerned with that. You got to be concerned with the bleeding, okay, especially depending on where that fracture is. There's a lot of things that come into play with this when you're considering this. For a pocket kit that you can carry, you're not going to have room for a whole lot of stuff. There's a lot of things you can use to substitute, like for stopping blood. I mean, my man Dan in there, he's talking, tampons are a very effective way to stop blood. Very effective way. Stick it in and pull and release, and it's you've got the wound channel. The wound channel is now impeded with something that absorbs blood. I, on the other hand, prefer quick clot, however. But with all of these, there are a plenty of trauma kits out there if you just go and look. Probably the best value for your money is with James Yeager, Tactical Response. If you go to Tactical Response Gear, you can get the Tactical Response Blowout Kit for $35. This is all, it's sealed in, it's vacuum sealed. So it's all in one nice little tight package if you're one of these guys that likes to wear cargo pocket pants. It will disappear in your cargo pocket. But you have to take that in consideration. Yeah, I do. I think you should take that in consideration if you're carrying a gun, and especially if you're looking around and saying, well, there may be terrorism going on. One of the things in my ISIS welcome wagon bag is a gigantic trauma kit. That's on my little vest that I've got. Got a little lightweight chest rig. And the biggest pouch on it is the trauma kit. Much bigger than the ammo pouches. So there's a trauma kit out there for every need. Now, you can go to a place like Academy Sports or Dick's or wherever they have these little first aid kits that you can put in your car. Those things are missing a couple of things. Most of them do not come with what is called a CAT tourniquet, a combat applications tourniquet. They have discovered, due to our time in Iraq and Afghanistan, that a tourniquet doesn't mean you lose a limb. In fact, it is quite the life-saving thing. The CAT tourniquet is a great, great development. Most of them do not come with a CAT tourniquet. Quick clot. This is something that can either come in a powder or a sponge. It's also vacuum sealed. You don't ever want to open it unless you're using it in the real world. Most of them don't come with quick clot, so you could go and get one of those first aid kits and augment that by putting those two items in it. In the car, one other thing that I'm going to put in the car, I'm going to try to find a small roll of chicken wire. You know, the little screen, chicken screen wire that they make. Not a big one. Let's see. Tell John we'll get to him after the break if he's willing to hold. I just don't want to have to cut him short. During Vietnam, some of these shots or the resulting fall or whatever that might come, that resulted in a broken limb. And they could never figure out how to isolate and stabilize the fracture. And then they came up with chicken wire, and you wrap the chicken wire around and you secure it at a few points on there just so it's staying there, not unrolling. And that seems to be a very good, effective way to isolate a fracture, if that is what happens. But that's going to stay in the car. I can't carry that on me. There's a lot of things you could use that you can't carry. I know how to give an IV, but I don't have a bag of lactated ringers and the tube and the needle for to do the IV. It's been a while since I gave one, too. I don't know how to use a chest decompression needle, so therefore I don't have one. I do know how to use the nasal airway, so I do carry a nasal airway. But, you know, and John may be able to shed some light on this when we get to him, but airway, breathing and bleeding. If you can make sure they're breathing and if you can make sure they're not bleeding, 90% of the time, if they're still alive and they can make it to a hospital, you've saved somebody's life. There's a couple of things that come into there's a couple of wounds, though, that, you know, if you've never heard of them. The one that needs both things taken care of is the sucking chest wound. This is a wound that is going to hit. The round is at least going to go into the lungs, if not come out the other side of the lung. And you will be able to tell this because around the wound channel there will be air bubbles. The first thing you have to do is seal that wound. And they make a special bandage for that that will seal off the wound. There can be no air allowed around the bandage that's sealing off the wound part of it because now they're having trouble with their breathing, and you're going to have to turn them on their side. That way they will be able to breathe easier. And you have to look for the exit wound, too. You have to do the same thing to the exit wound if it is a sucking chest wound as you do with the entry wound. And this is not rocket science. There's a lot of places you can pick this up. Depending on when I was in the Army for a sucking chest wound, we didn't have, I believe they call these the hyphen seal bandages now that actually seal off the sucking chest wounds. We didn't have those. So everybody always carried a pack of cigarettes with a cellophane around it because we would have taken the cellophane off and taped that around the wound to give it a seal. And then packed it with gauze because it's still, it wasn't a great fix, but, you know, the breathing part is very, very important. Go out there and look at some of these places, look at some of these things. Just do a search for a traumatic first aid kit, trauma kit, blowout kit, bleeder kit. There's a lot of terms for them. The one I carry the most is the Dark Angel kit because it fits into a pouch about the size of two AR-15 magazines. For those of you watching on video through the various means, that's the Dark Angel kit right there. It has the cat tourniquet on the front, has the shears on the side, and inside, when you pull the tab on it to release it, it has another tab in there. When you pull it, everything comes out. So you get to sit back and say, what do I need here? That's the smallest one I know of. They make them much larger. I like this one because it is small. Small is nice. Small is always nice in that particular case. All right, we'll be right back. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lou Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. Coming up next hour, we're going to be joined by Robin Knapp. He is the Director of Customer Service and Dealer Law Enforcement Sales Representative for G-Code. He has actually run the G-Code holster in the field, and now he works for them. And we're going to talk about the people that present the second hour to you. And they are, for the type of holster that they make, they are the best, bar none. But right now, let's go to the phones. John in Austin, he wants to talk about active shooters. Thanks for holding, sir. What's up?
Not much, Bill. How is it in the big city out there?
The big city. We just got another stoplight the other day. Things are looking up.
All right, man. All right. Well, listen, what I was going to talk about was, like, you know, like, you look at these malls, like the mall shooting, the Westgate Mall shooting, and or siege, really. You know, because it went on for several days.
4 days, yeah. 4 days long.
Yeah. And my nightmare, what puts me in a cold sweat in the middle of the night, would be something like Belson. The Belson siege, where they attacked a school, first day of school. And that was horrific. I think I actually sent you footage of that.
I have seen footage of that. What he's referring to is something that happened in Russia. I believe the Chechen rebels did that, yeah?
Yeah, yes. And they took it and they held the kids and lack of food, water, heat. They put them in a gymnasium. They rigged the gymnasium with explosives. It was just horrific. And, you know, the Special Forces military took care of the situation eventually. But there was quite a bit of loss of life in that particular scenario. And, you know, you talked about cell phones and them hitting these cell phone stores and whatnot. Remember that a cell phone on the black market not only be used as a communication device, but it is also used as a trigger for IED.
Yep, detonator. Yep.
Yeah. And there's a way to hack them so that you can change carriers and whatnot if they're set up, you know, like a for a designated carrier. I forgot there's a term of art for it, and I can't remember what that
unlocking.
Is. Unlocking or something like that. Yeah, I'm having an old man's moment. Excuse me. But on the medical kit, and like you say, like on my medical kit, what I carry is I carry a CAT tourniquet, which is a combat developed tourniquet that can be used one-handed.
Right.
Whether you've been hit or if someone else has been hit, be used one-handed. They're highly effective. They were developed in Afghanistan because of the type of wounds that are presented there, which are a lot of amputation wounds and from the IEDs and VBEDs. I carry trauma bandaging. And I carry 4 and 6 inch. It's not a small little kit. I also carry, the clotting, you know, quick clot bandage.
Right.
Right. Now for airway, you were talking airway. Probably one of the things to learn how to use is to establish just a basic airway. A plastic tube that you've probably seen them in the TV shows. They put the tube down the guy's throat and set it, and then they're able to put an ambo, what they call an ambo bag, which is the big football-looking bag that they squeeze.
Now, are you talking about an esophageal airway?
Yes.
See, I don't know how to use one of those.
They're simple. They're like you said, none of this is rocket science. One of the best places, at least like in Austin, where I live, you can go take EMT courses all the way through paramedic at the community college. You know, take them into night school. And,
yeah, but is something like that, is that are regular people that are not EMTs or in the medical field, are they allowed to purchase those?
Yeah,
I'm not concerned with getting sued for doing it wrong because of the Good Samaritan Act and all that other
stuff. Well, there's a little bill with the Good Samaritan Act. If you're working above your pay grade,
right,
all bets are off.
That's why I don't carry chest decompression needles and esophageal airways. Although,
right.
With one of the kits that I carry, I've got one purely designed just to be carried in a pocket. I mean, I don't have a CAT tourniquet in that. I don't have a CAT tourniquet in it. I don't even have shears with it. So, you know, this is just a quick and dirty something that... Now, in the car, I have something a little bit more robust, but I'm carrying two trauma kits with me when I go out most of the time. That's basically... And the one that I'm carrying on me... I can't put certain things on it just because, it'd just make it too big.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, there's some real excellent little pocket blowout kits like you talk about. Now, there's a supplier called Gall, G-A-L-L-S. You can go to their website, galls.com, G-A-L-L-S.com, and you can buy all kinds of medical equipment there that the EMTs and everybody use. And as you know, you don't have to, they're not selling restricted items. Everything there you can purchase. I purchased my initial EMT bag from there. And for like $200, you get a fully stocked EMT bag. and it's got all the basic kit you need in it, and it's ready to go. And there's still several configurations. Now what I do is I just buy the resupply kit and do it that way. It's a lot cheaper. Plus, they also sell individual items, like your shears, your area pulse ox. You know what a pulse oximeter is, Bill?
No, sir, I don't. Now we're getting way above my pay grade.
No, it's a little device you put on a finger, and it tells you what the percentage of O2 in your heart rate.
Right.
And, I mean, you can buy them at the drugstore. Doctors do them too.
I think we need to point out that you are you're not your average bear when you're going out and preparing. You have a background in federal law enforcement and such. And when John goes out, like when I go out for a pack of cigarettes, I go out with a handgun. When John goes out, he's got a AK of some fashion that he probably built himself with all the accompanying stuff, and he's got enough stuff with him to probably could just about perform field surgery, couldn't you?
Poor feet.
Yeah, so. That's just a little bit above the pay grade of most people. That's all I'm pointing out.
I was very lucky in that when I was a commercial diver, they put us through EMT training, and then I had subsequent really good, solid professional medical training as a commercial diver, especially when I got into saturation diving, you know, because, like, if you're in a chamber and it's 7 days to surface, and if somebody comes down with something or gets injured, man, you know, it can get real hairy real fast.
Right.
And, you know, so we had to be able to take care of situations. And, you know, so I had a good amount of training, and I did search and rescue and things like that. And so over the years, I acquired the equipment.
Yeah, you did. Running out of time, John. So thanks very much for the call. Coming up next from G-Code, we're going to be joined by Robin Knapp. And then at 10:30, we're going to be joined by the chief instructor from Victory First, Matt Jacquet. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet. Or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.